Warm 101.3 this morning. We're sharing the warmth with Rochester Greenovation, and we have the executive director on the line, Kim Dupre. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Tony.
So this is an interesting organization. I love the mission statement. It says, on a mission to make sure nothing goes to the landfill. So what is Rochester Greenovation?
Rochester Greenovation is basically a giant secondhand store for what the public sees, where we have literally everything that you could buy, as well as a free room, a $5 fill a basket section, a broken ceramics bin, and then we also donate useful items to not-for-profits in the area that need them.
Oh.
That way they can use their monetary donations for items that they can't get secondhand.
Oh. First of all, where are you located?
We are located now at 850 St. Paul Street. We just moved.
Okay.
And we're in the front corner of the building. We're suite 14.
Okay. And so people bring items to St. Paul Street to give to you as donations?
Yes, because
you're a non-for-profit, correct?
We are.
Okay. How does this, so you have, do you have any workers or does all volunteers?
We are primarily volunteers, and we have been for the 9 years that we have been operational.
People take items to your stores and then you sell them or give them away, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at your website now, which is greenovationnfp.com. You got questions, how do I donate? So you can drop off at your location on St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And what our community needs. Explain what that's all about. You need bed frame. These are the current needs, like bed frames and desks and kitchens and things like that?
Yes. So that's some of the not-for-profits we partner with. Those are some of the things that they have asked for. We work sometimes with like foster care, or people who are coming out of homelessness to their first or only time that they've ever had stable housing.
Right.
And it's nice for them to have a bed that's not on the floor. So
yeah,
that's what the bed frames and, you know, kitchen tables, things like that can help out with.
And recycling. Explain what you do with recycling.
We try really hard to use recycling as the last R.
Mm-hmm.
That's at least what I was taught in elementary school, is that recycling was supposed to be the last R, but our society has made it the first R.
Yes.
And so we try to repurpose and reduce and reuse and reimagine items.
Okay.
But when we can't do any of those is when we recycle things.
Okay. Well, this is a great idea. I'm glad it's going on. And thank you so much for spending a couple of moments with us this morning.
Oh, yeah. And I also wanted to just mention that if you know of any not-for-profits, anybody who needs anything, please reach out to us, because we're always happy to partner with more organizations needing items.
Beautiful. You can go to greenovationnfp.com. Everything's there, including there's a donate button if you just want to give money, right?
Oh, yeah. We always take monetary donations.
Okay. Well, Kim Dupre, thank you so much and continued success.
Thank you very much, Tony.
Of course. If there's an organization you'd like me to share the warmth with, drop me an email, tony@warm1013.com, and we'll share the warmth on Warm 101.3.